The Perek ended with Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha continuing to talk. He said, "Miyom shepashta malchus harisha shegozeres aleinu gzeres royis v'kashos u'mevatelas mimenu teiru mitzvos ve'in manechas oisanu likanas shvua ben v'amrul adi yeshua ben dinu shenigzer alatzmenu shloi lisa isha ulahoylid banim v'nim tzarich alavram avinu kolam eilav." Really, what we should do is we should just put an end to this. Take ourselves out of our own misery. What do we need this for? What do we need this for? What's the purpose? What's the tachlis? And really, we should make Xerus, said Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, that nobody's going to get married anymore. V'nim tzazari shal Avram Avinu kolam ayelav. Elo hanachlam liYisrael mutav shiyu shoygin v'ayim mezidin. Now, the truth is, if you look at the Rishonim, all the Rishonim are very busy with this. Tosfos says, what happened to the mitzvah peruvu? So he says, maybe he only meant people that already had a ben and a bas. Only those people. The Beis Shmuel brings from the Mordechai a Dover Nifla that says that even though Medina, the Gemara, it's a Mishnah, if somebody's married for 10 years and he doesn't have children, we force him to divorce his wife. But the Beis Shmuel says, based on the Mordechai, that this is not implemented Bezman Hazeh, and the reason is because really there was a Havamin in the Gemara and Bava Basra that anyways people shouldn't have children. And the only reason we're having children is Mutav Shiyu Shoygin Valyu Mezidin. Of its Kedai Lismoich on the Havamina, on the Hergish of the great Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, that a person shouldn't have to be Megarish Ishtoi to have children. Mamish Dvarim Neflom. Of the Chassam Sofer right here in Bava Basra, the Chassam Chomet Beis. And it's also in Teres Moshe, in Parsha Shmois, and it's also in his Droshes. So this is Toiras Chassam Sofer and Etlichal Platzer. He said, "Ubederech drush yesh loymar." That Avada Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha never had a Havamina. He never ever had a Havamina. That the right thing to do was put an end to Klai Yisrael. You're going to put an end to Klai Yisrael? What sense is there in putting an end to Klai Yisrael? Who has the plates to put an end to Klai Yisrael? You know what Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was saying? Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha says that we're in a matzav right now where the only thing that can possibly save us is a miracle. Right now, what's going to be? There's so many gzeiros. It's such dark times for Klal Yisrael. Vosveit zayin. We need the Eibishnit to help us. We need a Yeshua. So what the Yidden were trying to do is they were trying to force a Yeshua. Force HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, so to speak. This was a chess move. So said Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make a gzeiros. No one's going to have children anymore. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to be all over. But it can't be all over. You know why it can't be all over? Because the Eibishter promised Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov over and over and over again that the Yidden will be a strong nation. They'll go into Golus, but ultimately there's going to be a Bias Goyel Tzedek B'mehir B'yameinu. There's going to be a Binyan Bayis HaShlishi. We have an outstanding note with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has no choice but to redeem us. The problem is, it's going to happen when it's going to happen. So the Chassam Sofer said that his hergish is, that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha's hergish was, that Klal Yisrael turns to HaKadosh Baruch and says, you know what? Here's the deal. We're not having children anymore. What's going to be with Klal Yisrael? I don't know. You're going to have to figure it out. And that means there's going to be a miracle. Because with the last prayer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to have to do something. Not for Nimtzei Zara Shel Avram Avinu Kolam Eilov, that we want that to happen. You could want it or not want it. It can't happen. And they knew that it can't happen. And that was good for what they were coming to pull off. What they were trying to pull was, this can't be the case. You know what? The Abish of the bulls in your court. Figure it out. Let there be a miracle. But you know why he didn't do it, said Rabbi Shmuel. He said, one reason. Be'etzin is the best move in the world. He said, but I'm telling you why we're not doing it. The reason we're not going to do it is because not everybody's going to listen. So you know who's going to listen? The tzaddikim are going to listen. Aber the Risham, these chaver, they're not going to be able to listen. And they're going to end up having children. And what's going to happen is Vetzayna Klal Yisrael. It's Vetzayna Klal Yisrael. And because there's going to be a Klal Yisrael, the Eibush is not going to have to redeem us. Aber Vosfar Klal Yisrael is going to be. It's going to be a Klal Yisrael of Rishoim. Not a Klal Yisrael of tzaddikim. Because the tzaddikim are going to stop having children. And all the Rishoim are going to have children. You know, one of the places the Chassam Sofer says this is in Teres Moshe and Parish Shemois. He says it with regards to Amram, who was Perish Mei Ishtoi after the Gzeira of Paroi. And what happened? Miriam came and said, Shalcha Kasha Mishal Paroi. Your Gzeira is worse than the Gzeira of Paroi. Right? It's a worse gzeira. He said, why is it worse? Zok Techsam Sleifer, this was the whole Eitzah of Amram. The Eitzah of Amram was force the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that there'll be a Gulas Mitzrayim. But Miriam said, you know what you're doing? You're causing all the tzaddikim to be perished from their wives, but all the Risham are continuing to have children. This is worse than what Paro did. Now, Sada Klal Yisrael, that's Moli Risham. And this was the Hergish, said Techsam Sleifer, of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Avadi, he didn't want that Nimtzei Zayu Shel Avram Avinu Kol Me'elov. It can't happen anyways. Abathaket, let's force HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Let's not give the Eibishter a choice but to redeem Klal Yisrael. The Hergish was that was the only hope. The only hope was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ball's in your hand. I don't know what else to say. Medafa Yeshua. I think that's the Hergish today as well. But either way, on the note of the Heilige Werte from the Chassam Sofer, it's in Tzveiten Mal, Hadron Allah, Cheskes Adat.